Good morning. All right. Well, we've been kind of walking our way through Galatians from Galatians 5 and 6, the last part of it, which I would consider the primary application of what Galatians is about. And so this is walking by the Spirit, so to speak. And walking by the Spirit, as we looked at last week, is how fulfilling the law of Christ is accomplished in you. Walking by the Spirit is how fulfilling the law of Christ is accomplished in us, you and I. The section, of course, began here in chapter 5, verse 1, with an astonishing statement. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Faith in Christ is faith in what he has done. And what he has done is set us free. The statement stands on its own. Freedom from fill in the blank. Fear of death. You're never alone. Fear of being alone. Fear of isolation. Fear of ultimate and abiding depression. We are free, and free indeed. Matter of fact, Paul's statement is that freedom is what Jesus came and suffered and died for. Your freedom and my freedom. That was his purpose. It was for freedom that he set us free. How did he set us free? Well, Joe said it. Paul has said it here in Galatians. He made it very clear. I have been crucified with Christ. Those two statements and freedom. Freedom, and I've been crucified with Christ, he said, because it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That was Paul's statement. That's what the Lord's Supper is now about. I've been crucified with him. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so we are free. That was his purpose. And it is for our freedom that we are no longer subjected to or in slavery under the flesh and all that that brings. Meaning we are free now from our lower self, what we had made of ourselves, by sin and through sin. We are freed from that and its form of self-worship. And we're also free in the context of Galatians and in the context of all things. And listen to this. This is what Paul is making a louder statement about. We are free from the legal code written against us, the law. That is the primary issue going on in Galatians. We are now free. And Christ died so that we would be truly free. From a legalized or legalistic approach to God. That's what we're free from. And that's what he has saved us from. Galatians is really clear about this. Okay. So if you add that statement, for freedom, Christ set me free, to Paul's summary statement here in 6 and 15. So look at the other end of this thing in Galatians chapter 6, verse 15. He says, for neither circumcision is anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. So legal requirements or no legal requirements are nothing. But what is everything is new creation. Go back to, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but what? Christ lives in me. You see, just in that, I mean, that's the gospel. Really, that's the good news. That is the good news. We are no longer bound by law. We have been free, and in freedom of Christ, Christ living in us, we are a new creation. Now, that calls for, well, it calls for a lot, really. No one ever said that living that out was going to be easy. Paul doesn't make that statement. I'm not going to make that statement. But just before you think about the application and what we're called to, slavish law-keeping, outward self-control, okay, is nothing. New creation is to walk by the Spirit. Well, what is this new creation for? What have you been created in Christ Jesus to live in you for? Well, it's not just to rescue you from your sins. It does that. It has done that. Done. Okay? You've been rescued. That is done. But it doesn't stop there. It's not just for that. It does and it has. But you are free from slavery to yourself and your self-worship or to the other idols. You are freed from that. Are there idols in our world today that people are enslaved to? In your own mind, have you ever been enslaved to some idols that you have created? You want me to go through the list? Some of you are going, yeah, I won't go through the list. You are a new creation, okay, and free from all of that so that it makes you free to walk by the Spirit and be fully equipped. This new creation that you are, according to the text, allows you, or because of this new creation, you are fully enabled. Okay, now you are becoming equipped. That's what the text will say. You are fully, God, if God calls you, he enables you to do things. He puts something in front of you for you to do. He will give you the strength and he will enable you to do that. Okay. Not going to leave you alone. Say, here, do this and then walk away. Right? You've got to see. So Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, here's what we're called to do. Fulfill the law of Christ. This is what we're all called to do as the new creation. Bear one another's burdens, therefore, or thereby, fulfill the law of Christ. We are called to that. So if what I said is accurate, and God's called all of us to bear one another's burdens, and he's enabled you and will enable you to do it and is equipping you for that work, he's not leaving us alone with it, right? You see, God has redeemed us, is redeeming us, and will redeem us for more than for us to live happy lives. If that's news to you, I'm sorry to break it to you. But life has burdens, right? Are there burdens in life of a faithful Christian? There are. There are burdens. And the text says, bear one another's burdens, bear them together, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. And sometimes the burdens that we find are missing the mark. And so chapter 6, verse 1 says, brethren, even if any of you is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one of you looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. It's like this. If anyone is missing the mark, restore one another, go to one another, help one another, bear one another's burdens with a spirit of gentleness, because, and Paul doesn't say this, well, he kind of does, because sooner or later, you're going to miss the mark. And you're going to need some help. And if you've helped someone already, you have, and they're now restored, they're in a position now to help you. You see, that is bearing one another's burdens. It doesn't say bear other people's burdens because you're so tough and strong and such a mighty Christian. It's not what it says. It says bear one another's burdens, therefore fulfilling the law of Christ. As we go beyond individually and collectively, as we go beyond salvation being only an individual privilege and realize it is a community experience in the here and now, for it to be fully realized as Scripture defines it, it causes, this kind of talk causes us to ask some questions. And one of the questions is, what does the Bible hope to accomplish in us? What does God's word hope to accomplish in us? What is it for? And I phrase the question like that because who do you worship, or what do you worship? Do you worship the Bible, or do you worship the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father? The Bible is to equip us for that. That's what the Bible is. And you need to be careful with that. And so in Galatians, some people had taken law and made it more important than Christ. And some of us are raised in that same way and have been indoctrinated that law is more important than Christ and the new creations that I go to church with. and that I go to work with, those that I am to carry the burdens with and for. What is it for? Paul wrote also in 1 Timothy, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God would be adequately equipped or adequate equipped for every good work. Now, that in particular, we're speaking, Paul speaking to the evangelist, Timothy. Okay. It also applies to us. What is the word, the scripture for? And Paul has already established that before. And it's through the word written first for us, okay, first spoken, then written, now being spoken in your hearing, that God teaches us. He rebukes us, corrects, encourages, but he trains us through his word to live productively in his community. And the highest productivity we can do as a community is bear one another's burdens, first and foremost, as his new order, the new creation, the kingdom of God. So I hope that that makes perfectly good sense to you, and that that is your experience. And if it's not your experience, that you have been bearing others' burdens, others have been bearing your burdens, and you are growing in that, realize that you are equipped for more than you are experiencing. You can, there is more for you to do than just be saved, right? That's the point. There's more for you to do and for me to do. What are preachers and teachers for? According to Paul, here in the New Testament, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body of Christ. Walking by the Spirit here in Galatians 6, 1 through 5, which we read in class this morning, walking by the Spirit, what it specifically looks like is bearing one another's burdens. So we're bearing burdens with one another when it's called for. And that's what grace does. Grace realized in us looks like that. And it calls for grace to bear one another's burdens as well. It calls for us to practice grace, the kind of grace that's been practiced with me. Paul also wrote in 2 Corinthians, and God is able, listen to this, I talked to you, I already mentioned this, I introduced this. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Is God able to supply all the grace needed for you to have grace-filled life towards others and for you to function within grace? Yes. What is Paul struggling with? What is he always dealing with? People who want to simply hold other people's feet to the fire so that they feel shamed and they know that punishment is coming. And he said, no, in Christ, you're free from that. Now, let's walk a better way. And that way is by the Spirit. Let's function as those who are living righteously because of our glad deliverance, to live by the Spirit in the freedom of Christ. And so the theology, it's very simple. Our ultimate purpose is to glorify God, right? Amen? Your ultimate purpose is to glorify God. And when our primary means of accomplishing that purpose has and is and always will be faith in Christ, we glorify God through faith in Christ. And so that faith in Christ to glorify God is expressed through obedience to Christ's word, God's word. Okay, that expression is to fulfill the law of Christ. And how? Well, Paul has been really clear. Carry one another's burdens. Because you've been enabled to do it, you are going to be filled with ability and grace to do it. And he is with us. That's simple theology, right? That's the theology of the text. The bottom line is that life can be burdensome and you weren't designed to do it on your own. And so God has come along and said, I'm going to become one of you. I'm going to experience all of the suffering. And then I'm going to take all the suffering of humanity on myself. And then I'm going to give you my spirit. The spirit of the Father will be with you. For you also to suffer and to prevail in me. Burdens are meant to be carried sometimes more privately, sometimes less privately. But in what other way that you're willing to share your burdens with one another is equally loving than taking the burden of another and carrying it. So I want to be clear. Your willingness to allow others to help you with your burden is as loving as taking that burden on with them. You see, when none of us ever allow one another to carry our burden, help us with our burdens, we have short-circuited the law of Christ. We have not allowed the fulfilling of the law of Christ to happen in this body. So that's something to think about. Let me suggest this, that all theology results in the practice of walking by the Spirit, fulfilling the law of Christ. You don't start with good works in order to accomplish what Christ has already accomplished for us, but you certainly go there. You have been recreated for good works, which God has prepared beforehand for you to walk in. And you walk in those in maturity by the Spirit. So wherever you are right now, there is more. God has prepared more. And with your intention, our intention to glorify God, put your aim higher on Jesus Christ and his purposes in your particular life, so that our lives together will fulfill the law of Christ. Let's stand and sing the song of invitation.